Yeah, it was just one of those days when I thought, I'm glad to be a midwife. In my job, you win almost all the time. You're doing so well, Crystal. Squeeze my hand when the next one starts. I smiled at her. One hand on her belly, one eye on my watch. Her partner was watching the monitors blinking all around us. No more jokes about leaving it so late coming in. That we must assume that everything we do is to be dismissed? That all talent and interest, all passion and sense, it's just a quirk of our sex that can be indulged but never validated? That we must instead sit quietly and patiently, watch as you enjoy the fruits of your labours? Imagine it so for you. Then see how my own desires languish in the dark, and still your sex thinks we are less? That we have less to be able to survive? That somehow, perhaps, we feel less? By attacking Iraq, you don't simply attack Saddam Hussein. You attack a country of over 30 million people. And I cannot bear to think of the pain and the suffering that that will cause. Frankly, I don't see how anyone can bear it. Now let him hang my favours on his masts and see if those will serve instead of sails. For tackling, let him take the chains of gold which I bestowed upon his followers. Instead of oars, let him use his hands and swim to Italy. I'll keep these sure. Come. Bear them in. Then they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees. I say, it's the fire in my eyes and the flash of my teeth, the swing in my waist and the joy in my feet. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Phenomenal woman. That's me.